So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, Dr. EJ and Tony with us again. Chief Economist Richard Astor, Fellow, the Heritage Foundation's Grover M. Herman Center for Policy and Budget?
Federal budget.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, the cutoff happens here every time. All right, EJ back with us, and we are thrilled to have him here, particularly in the middle of this shutdown. EJ, welcome back in. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, Dom, my pleasure. It is great to get back on the circuit, you know?
Well, absolutely, EJ. Any lessons learned by that whole process for you?
Oh, goodness, yeah. quite a few, not the least of which is the fact that the president is actually hilarious in person. He's even funnier one-on-one than he is on TV, which was great. But look, politics is a blood sport. That's certainly a lesson to take away from it. And even if it's not personal, even if it's all business, it is certainly not for the faint of heart. And at the end of the day, because of how our government is structured, because of how these appointments are handled, it's not just up to one person. Mm-hmm. The saying goes, it takes two to play, right? And if the president nominates somebody, that's not enough. The Senate's got to get on board. They do have that advise and consent role. And we just didn't have the support, unfortunately. What you find a lot of times is that just because somebody has an R behind their name does not mean they're going to be on board with a Republican president's agenda. So, again, it is what it is. And I'm happy to move on and get back to the stuff that I love doing beforehand, which is being on great shows like yours and getting to talk to the American people.
Exactly.
The whole reason I went back and got my degrees was because I wanted to teach. And I'm kind of in the same thinking as Walter Williams. When I get to do shows like yours, Dom, it's like I'm in a big classroom and I get to share knowledge with people, which I love.
You know what? You are the inheritor of that. And I remember back at WWDB, the first time I had Walter Williams on, it was incredible how he got people to be interested in economics. You know, the usual stuff, your eyes glaze over. But with you, we've come to learn the insight and the types of things that go on, and making it not just all charts and graphs are invaluable. So, EJ, the shutdown, Usually in talk radio, you know this, we kind of minimize this because it's easy to do when you're talking about non-essential employees. Is there anything here that is troubling or could be troubling as a result of the government going into hiatus?
I don't think so, Dom. This really feels like a different animal this time around. You know, if we look back, what happened under Obama, for example, right? They made the shutdowns as painful as possible because they wanted to force the American people to call their elected representatives and say, I don't care what it takes, just get the government back open, right? I don't care what we have to spend or what we have to do. It doesn't matter. So they made it as painful as possible. You know, you had World War II veterans who had a planned event at their memorial, and all these poor guys show up in wheelchairs, and they had the park police or whoever it was put up barricades so that they couldn't get to their memorial. I mean, how, like, that's borderline satanic at that point. These guys who fought and their fellows died, and they can't go and remember those deceased fellows. And God bless those guys who stormed the beaches of Normandy. When they got there to the memorial, they tore down those barricades too, so that they could get there.
Yeah, well, we had it in Philadelphia with the Colonial Tavern, and these were like middle-class wage earners. At the last second, they pulled it. And they depend on big tips there. And the reason they pulled it was, they said, for safety reasons, just to create misery, EJ, the last time we've done this. So is there anything in the economics of this? How do we determine? I mean, I've determined myself. How would you articulate, though? Is it your view that we are seeing people, illegal immigrants, partake through Medicaid, et cetera, of health care benefits?
Oh, sure. You're seeing that already. And the amazing thing is here, Dom, I think, is how Democrats love to speak out of both sides of their mouth. On the one hand, saying, oh, no, we don't, you know, we're not giving health care anything to these illegals, except now they're shutting down the government specifically so they can ensure illegals continue to get health care benefits. They are so ticked off about what happened in the one big, beautiful bill, or now big, beautiful law, right? And so they're doing everything they can to reverse all of that. They don't care, for example, that rural hospitals got tens of billions of dollars in additional funding. They don't care. What they care about is making sure that their future voter base, aka illegal aliens, let's just call a spade here, they care about their future voter base staying here in the country. Well, if you keep cutting off all these illegal aliens from all the welfare benefits that they've been getting, Dom, whether that's food stamps, whether that's half a dozen different housing assistance programs, whether that's free health care, these people are going to continue self-deporting, which is what has been happening all year. I just saw an estimate that said that they currently think over 1 million people have decided to self-deport this year. That is phenomenal progress. And so you're going to continue to see that pattern of self-deportations as you start turning off the spigots, as it were, as you start taking away all of these taxpayer-funded goodies. That's a good thing, and we should be willing to fight over this.
And it's a good thing because there's no rounding up. There's not an expense. There's not the turmoil that happens. People on their own are leaving. That's exactly the best possible outcome. EJ, a lot of talk, you know, as we come out of the shutdown to pivot toward the midterms, and the argument that the media is making is about the grocery store, inflation, and Trump. And, you know, we're seeing some items. You can always see that. I don't know if eggs will be the centerpiece. What can you tell us about that since he's unleashed energy and that's helped? What is it, if anything, that's driving those prices?
Well, Dom, unfortunately, when you look at a lot of what the government does, and this is why there are so many bad incentives for people in Congress and the president to do the wrong thing, what happens a lot of times is you initially can get a good effect and then the bad effect comes later. And this is why I liken bad monetary policy to drinking too much. Nobody drinks too much because you get a hangover first. If you had to get a hangover before you felt good, before you got a buzz from drinking, nobody would drink. The reason people drink is because the buzz comes first and the hangover comes the next morning, or drink too much, I should say, right? And so when you look at something like monetary policy, what happened last fall when the Fed cut interest rates in an environment of heightening inflationary pressure? They did it right before the election because they were trying to get their preferred candidate across the finish line. It didn't work. It did produce a temporary stock market rally, and it did plant the seeds for future inflation 6 and 12 months hence. Well, that's one of the big things we're dealing with now, Dom. They cut interest rates when there was no reason to,
right?
Whether you're looking at price indexes or whether you're looking at labor indexes, it didn't matter. There was no justification for cutting rates. They did anyway. You got the temporary good effects, and now we're dealing with the fallout, which again is this continued steady increase in prices. It's not nearly as bad as it was in, let's say, the summer of 22 or early 23, but it's still not good enough.
Absolutely. EJ, it's so good to have you back. And, you know, we were hoping, despite the fact we couldn't talk to you as much, you would have been there. What now with the BOS? Where does it go? What is it exactly? I think you had thoughts before you were up for the job. What exactly has to be done with it? Is it you still stick with only quarterly doing it rather than monthly? What is it, the reform that's needed?
Well, if the shutdown continues long enough, we may end up with quarterly reports instead of monthly anyway.
Yeah.
No, you know, Dom, the big problem is that, you know, it's exactly what it was even before I was nominated and even before the last commissioner was fired. There's a lack of leadership. And sadly, whether there's somebody who's actually sitting in the chair or not, it seems like the lack of leadership is just as bad. So you really do need to completely reform the agency, and it starts with personnel. This is actually, I think, a really good time to do that because there are so many vacancies right now. Something like 1 in 5 of all the leadership positions at BLS are actually vacant today.
Wow.
Because the last commissioner, as people retired, the last commissioner didn't replace anybody. And they turn around and they blame it on the hiring freeze, except that these workers were either number one, exempt from that hiring freeze, or number two, the commissioner could have very easily just gotten waivers to fill all of those positions. And so the Department of Labor never even knew that there was an issue at BLS regarding personnel until it was too late. That kind of failure of communication, again, that speaks to a lack of leadership. Yeah. And so you get the right people in there to implement the kind of statistical, economic, and mathematical reforms that need to be implemented, and you can improve the product, and you can get us back to a place where the BLS becomes the gold standard again for data.
EJ, while we have you here, are you celebrating? Because it's our side question today. You know, it's kind of the softer side of Sears that people call in on. We're asking the all-time dumb idea because Marx dropped Das Kapital today, and we played a guy reading it. How in the world did this impenetrable language inspire the chaos in the world fight, you know, 70 years after the fact? Any sense of that? Have you read Marx?
Oh, goodness. I've read excerpts. I've never been able to get very far at any one time, though, because I've noticed going back to alcohol, no amount of alcohol is enough to incentivize me to read very much of it in one sitting. Look, here's the problem with Marx. It's very easy to translate that garbage into something that sounds very good,
right?
Into something that sounds enticing at first. And that's very, very seductive. This is why Marxism just won't die. This is why Keynesian economics just won't die. It sounds so good and so appealing at first, like the serpent tempting Eve with the apple in the Garden of Eden. And what's the actual fallout from it? Utter disaster. It always has been, and it always will be. You can't find a place where Marxism has worked. You can't find a place where sin has delivered anything but misery, right? But at the end of the day, as long as you have those silver-tongued serpents who are going to try to deliver the Marxist message, I promise I'll be out there trying to deliver the truth.
Absolutely. EJ, thank you so much. Where do we find you on Twitter?
The handle there is @RealEJAntoni.
Thank you, EJ. Welcome back on the circuit. We are thrilled, and thank you. And thanks for, you know, getting into the ring. It's an easy thing to, from afar, but actually jumping in. Thank you for doing that.
Right, my pleasure, Dom. Thank you for having me. Look forward to joining again.
All right, EJ and Tony. Henry will just pick up the hotline there, and there we go. What a guy. It's sad, you know, we love having access to him, that he didn't stay with the BOS. What he said about Marks at the end or Sin.
I'm saying it's their loss.
Their loss, yeah, absolutely. Well, you're bringing up Sin in Congress. That's, you know. Well, what happens is with Marxism or socialism, which sounds better, it goes away for a while because of the disaster, and then people don't have any knowledge of it. You know, they haven't, there's no knowledge of history. And it looks like, wow. And particularly in New York, look, Mondani has identified a big problem there, affordability. Why is Jersey so unaffordable? Why is New York so unaffordable? And his solution, though, is eat the rich. They're the ones that are doing this. They're the ones that are driving it. I mean, to rent an apartment in New York, my God. You need like 18 people living together. It's just stunning.
My friend of mine, he works in New York City, but he doesn't live in New York City.
No.
I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
And it takes five subways to work every morning.
Yeah.
From Jersey.
That's right. And then you can't drive a car. I mean, right there, I'm out. That's the hardest thing of all. No car. That's it. No way. All right. 855, driverless or otherwise. Yeah. 855-839-1210. We will put you on board. That's the side question today. All-time dumb ideas. By the way, I have more from our buddies. Boy, thank you guys for the show fodder from the Chester County Democrats, who are so happy with their 14-point program. I saw an article telling us about how we're fascists. Google reporting today a 2,500% spike in Google search results for Trump and fascist. All right, just. And this is just from recent time. This is how they keep on ratcheting this up. Their allies in media academic Renimov and activist Searchels have ramped up this language. And isn't this obviously, look, I don't know what we'd have to trade them to stop the Nazi and the whole thing. Part of me complains about it. Part of me says, you know what? Let them continue to do this because it's so easy to point out. So very easy to point out that they have nothing else. This is what they resort to time after they get tired of it. But imagine in horsey country, Chester County, these maniacs in the Democrat Party putting up their 14-part series on who's a fascist. Come on, guys. You have all. Now, today's the one that I've seen, or the most recent one that I've seen. Trump hates unions. Fascists go after unions. Whoa, wait a minute. Trump has more of a breakthrough with unions than arguably, but it goes back to Reagan maybe or beyond, than any that I can think of. I mean, it has been Trump that has broken through with unions, second to none. 855-839-1210, you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Down jogging down Broad Street, his denim tracksuit shines. He's never on the run, he's always on time. Yeah, he'll tell your sauce is gravy, but we all know the score. He's stirring.
Newman Price do that. Beautifully done, Henry.
Yeah. It's impressive how good this is.
Yeah. It's not him singing. I mean,
no, it's AI.
AI, yeah. Beautifully dumb. Just because I wear jeans jogging, who knew that would be a big thing? And I'm not
Anyone.
Sure if Dan did that or it was you, too, both. I just am amazed. You know, it's uncomfortable, sweatsuits and all. I don't know, itchy.
Itchy. Jeans would be itchy running.
No, not at all.
Oh, my gosh.
They're fine. Thank you, Newman. And I like how you worked that in because I said I would play it many times and never did. We have to put it into bumper music.
Yeah, we had to get it in
somehow. All right, you're going to take that off the list now. We did it. Newman, keep them coming. Yeah. The lyrics, well put. Maybe something special that we can unveil a week from tomorrow at Mulligan's. Don't forget. We'll be there with some great guests. We always like to mix it up. Mike of, we don't even say the last name, he's a union guy. He heads Wake Up New Jersey. He's going to be there. Frank Scales and his co-founder of Surge Philly will be there. Side question. Okay, that's good. And we hope Dawn Fantasia, Scott Presler, we're talking to him. There's going to be a ton of people at the over 1,000 registered at the Jack Cetarelli event at the Seaport. Just a fabulous day. So hope that you'll come out, support Johnny over at Mulligan. And make sure you watch The Exorcist before you come. That'll be asked at the door.
It's on the bucket list.
Yeah, it's on the bucket list. Have you seen The Exorcist, yes or no? I tell you, for me, given a sports background, not as much as Henry maybe, is the scene where Father Damien takes the devil into himself. I got to say top 10 scenes. You know,
wow, I can't wait then.
Yeah, you guys. I mean, you talk about taking one for the team. That's the all time. You're not asked to take the devil.
Taking a demon to the chest.
This is after he punches her. I'm not going to give everything away. He's fighting the devil.
Right, it's a devil.
Then he tells the devil to come inside him. And then when he realizes it's inside him and he's about ready to kill her, he throws himself out the window.
Jeez.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
There's an extra munction scene there at the end. It's really well done. I think. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. The Pope and the stuff that we played you missed. I might play it again in the 2 o'clock hour. It's just outrageous. And I see people that are Catholic all over Twitter and all over the place saying, yeah, we're not pro-life. Their definition of pro-life. What is driving these people, like this pope, the previous pope, to want to move away from the fact that you can't be honoring Catholic abortion supporters? I'm not talking vague supporters. Maybe like Bob Casey Jr. You know, he supports it, but he's not blatant in your face. He doesn't vote for the very worst of it. They were going to do that with Durbin, and everybody got onto it, including bishops and others across the country, and they went nuts. Good for them. But this new pope has really shown himself for what he's all about. As I mentioned, too, the Chester County Democrats, the most recent edition I was able to find on their Facebook, how do you know a fascist? They attack Trump. They say fascists attack unions and working people. Come on. Chester County Democrats, so you're this insane. What Democrat, Republican, has had more of a bond with union workers, union chieftains, than President Trump? He's broken through. The Democrats are the ones that are out of step with these people. They always have been, but it was under the surface. How many times have we heard people, and they might be listening now, and they call in, yeah, Dom, our guy, we're not supporting any of this. And I would counter, yeah, but they got the money, they got it on paper. Well, some of that even went away in this last election. They would not support Kamala Harris. They sat on their hands, or maybe even they went with Trump. Then we saw it here in Philadelphia. Now they have backslid a bit. They were supporting Dugin, moderate Democrat, versus Larry Krasner. So, I mean, Krasner is the guy that goes after fascists. You would think the unions in Philadelphia would be all over, all out there for Larry. No, these are patriotic Americans. And they get it that many of these Democrats hate traditional America. So this is another sign of Trump's fascism. He's going after the unions. All right, let's take a couple more on the side question. All-time dumb idea today. Robert in Bensalem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today. And I'm glad that you brought up the Pope, Dom. This was the same guy that told us that the wall that we're building is immoral while he's standing behind a wall.
Exactly.
City,
yep.
Telling us that. And so now he's blessing blocks of ice. And my only question is, if it melts, is it holy water?
Yeah. With Schwarzenegger there with him and a bunch of crazy activists, Robert. I mean, doesn't anybody tell this guy, because he's not ancient. How do you think this looks, Pope, that you're blessing melting ice here? Come on.
Well, like I said, as long as we get some funny with our crazy, Dom, we can always find a way forward. You know what I mean?
Well, look, Robert, I want to say a special thanks, and I invite the Chester County Democrats, at least two or three of them. I will buy them multiple drinks at Mulligan's a week from Friday. The show fodder, the humor they've given us. These guys are brilliant. Keep it coming.
Wouldn't that be funny if they had a few drinks and they started talking about how they know they're full of crap and all that? That would be great. But anyway, I'm going to go with a more serious topic for my dumb idea because it affected people that my family loved dearly, and that was Agent Orange. It was designed to remove the foliage, but my buddy spent 13 years on dialysis because of kidney cancer because of it, and it was a terrible idea. I'm not blaming the people who did it because I'm sure they didn't know it at the time, but wow, that did way more damage than napalm ever could, Dom, and I'll leave it there, and you guys have a great day.
That is a really good one. Yeah, that nobody thought cancer coming out of this, the difficulties associated with it. We get the idea, defoliate Vietnam. By the way, Vietnam mentioned, Henry, you should be right on that. Yesterday we played you one cut of Hanoi Jane. Here's cut two, if you have that one ready to go. They have found it, this group that's pushing back on Trump in the same way that people used to push back on Joe McCarthy. So Trump is Joe McCarthy now, and Jane Fonda's organizing Hollywood against that. Here's what she said.
I believe. And so listening to that, knowing that history, living that history as you did, and you're still saying this is different. What makes this time so different?
No president has ever sent troops into the Democratic cities across the country, saying full force. No president, as far as I know, has tried to control the Federal Reserve, the central bank. He is amassing power in a way that will destroy our democracy. And so we're going to stand up. You know, we're creatives. We're storytellers. We can do it creatively. We can have a good time while we do it.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
We want to push back, and we want to model what creative, nonviolent, non-cooperation looks like. Doesn't mean just showing up for people who are under attack, like Jimmy Kimmel. A lot of us signed that ACLU statement protesting what happened to Jimmy Kimmel. Mm-hmm. But we want to be proactive, and we want to show what that can look like, and we want to. Violence is not, we will not tolerate violence. We don't want any of that. But we want to move forward with love, with unity, with solidarity, and we want to encourage everybody else and all the other sectors of this country to do the same. You know, we don't want to be a pillar of support to this regime that's forming.
All right, the great Jane Fonda. Coming up, Tommy Lauren is the host of the Tommy Lauren is Fearless on Outkick and the Big Weekend Show, now new, the host, a dazzling new show on Fox News. She'll join us. We'll ask her about that. And Henry, I went back and took a look at some of this week. She's almost equally talking about Bad Bunny as we have been.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we get a little bit of that going on and what she's doing as the host of the Big Weekend Show. All that straight ahead on Talk Radio 12-Tap.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands.
or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Tom Giordano's show. Tommy Lauren is the host of Tommy Lauren is Fearless on Outkick. And the Big Weekend Show, new on Fox News, joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Tommy, congratulations. Welcome to Philadelphia.
No, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you guys. I'm sitting here in beautiful, conservative Nashville, Tennessee, but I love talking to you guys, and thank you so much for having me.
Well, the first time I saw you, I met a great police commissioner because of the stir you created. You were at the Keswick Theater, which is, boy, that's impossible almost to sell out, in Glenside, Pennsylvania, and the protesters took up the whole street outside. I know you've never been doing a lot of touring. Do you remember that when you came to our area?
Oh, I absolutely do. But you know what? I really loved my time there. There's always the protesters. It's something that we've just gotten used to. And honestly, as long as they're peaceful, I actually kind of take it as a compliment that they're out there, that they would, take their time out of their day to show up and say horrible, nasty things about me and put it on a poster board. I take that as a compliment. I think yes. They're fans too, guys.
Exactly. So your role now, the Big Weekend Show, time and how do you determine what you're going to talk about? You have the whole weekend, the whole week to kind of build up to it.
Well, we have 3 hours on Saturday and 3 hours on Sunday. So we're 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox News, both Saturday and Sunday. So we got 6 hours worth of things to talk about. So there's really no shortage, though, with this administration and, of course, the liberal loony antics. We fill the 3 hours each day pretty easily, I can tell you that much.
So, Tommy, the Outkick thing, I haven't seen you on Outkick. Is it politics you talk about or a mix of politics and sports?
I do really news of the day, but okay. We love the intersection between pop culture and politics and sports and all of that rolled into one. And, everything now is political. Everything, they got to make a social justice cause out of everything. Half the things are woke. Half the things are, pro-America. So somewhere in there, we find a great cross-section at Outkick. But this week, we're definitely talking about not only the government shutdown you mentioned before the commercial break, of course, NFL and Jay-Z decided that Bad Bunny was the move for the Super Bowl halftime show. So there's, again, plenty of content for us on Outkick as well.
Now, let's talk about Bad Bunny. I mean, I have talked extensively about this, and my producer reminded me at the very beginning, a few days ago, that he's probably going to sing most of this in Spanish. But I went to your Twitter and social media. Yes, you see the fodder here. This is great fodder. Have you made any suggestions? I've seen several people suggest there'll be counter programming that day. Maybe Fox would do something at halftime. You get something interesting enough, you're going to get a bigger share because people are going to be looking to tune out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will probably leave it on to see, what happens. And I've prefaced all of my commentary on that with this. Obviously, Bad Bunny is a massive global star. There's no denying it. His streams are in the billions. We know that he's got a massive global audience. It's a predominantly Spanish-speaking audience. He's Puerto Rican, and I don't have anything wrong with that. I'm married to a Cuban from Miami. So I understand the appeal of that. It's a global appeal. But the reason the NFL did this, for two reasons. One, they really want to expand to Central and South America. They really want those eyeballs on the NFL, mm-hmm. So they decided, let's make a globalist play here. That's one. And two, Jay-Z never misses an opportunity to put a subtly woke performer in there. We saw it last year with Kendrick Lamar. We've seen it with his wife, Beyonce, saluting the Black Panthers. There's always some kind of a political element to it. So I don't think it's any coincidence that Bad Bunny, who has criticized ICE, who has said he won't perform in the United States because of ICE, who has called them mother effers and SOBs on his Instagram. I think this was also a subtle nod to let's make a protest about ICE and President Trump's immigration policy. I think that was also very much a part of the calculation here.
Without a doubt. Now, you mentioned the shutdown. So this weekend, because this is kind of slow moving, I think when you're on the weekend, this will still be playing out. What catches your eye? What are you thinking about? Is it the debate over illegals, people here illegally, and health care, and just the fine print back and forth? Do you see anything else that jumps out at you?
Well, Well, that's the main thing for me. And I think it's really frustrating because Democrats hide behind this facade of they want to help working class Americans who are struggling to afford their health care. That's what sounds best, right? But that's not really what they're fighting for. And when they say, oh, no, we're not funding illegal alien health care, well, you know, every time you're asked about it on a debate stage, y'all raise your hand. We know that you want to cover illegal aliens. You want to cover everything for them. Put them in hotels, pay their health care, give them debit cards. We know the game here. So for them to suddenly just insist that they don't want to pay for perks and privileges for illegals is a disingenuous lie. And we also know the number of states who provide illegal alien health care. California obviously going bankrupt for that reason. They're even deciding maybe they should roll that back. And they say, well, that's a state-funded program. Well, when you use federal subsidies to cover your deficit or you use it to help, you know, kind of offset your cost for covering illegal aliens, that's what we're talking about here. And most Americans would take issue with that if Democrats would be honest about what their actual goal is. They want to pay for health care for everybody. They want it to be on the backs of working class Americans. Be honest about it and tell us what you really want to fund.
Absolutely. Hey, Tommy, in case you haven't seen this, your people, I maybe they have. Philadelphia this weekend, we're apparently hosting a covert but public, there's public knowledge of it out there, Antifa convention. This is a group of domestic terrorists, but they claim they're not centralized, yet they're all coming together for a convention with courses that teach them how to go against law enforcement right here in Philadelphia.
Well, it's not surprising. And again, whether they're mama's basement dwelling, green-haired freaks, or a more organized entity, it really doesn't matter because what they do is they cause chaos, anarchy, violence. They make it hard for our federal agents to do their job and their duty that they swore an oath to do. And it doesn't matter who's funding them. It doesn't matter if they're funding themselves, though I don't think that's the case. The fact of the matter is these are people who are deeply disturbed, who only seek to cause violence and destruction, and President Trump and his federal agents are not going to stand for it. We're seeing great scenes out of Portland. These federal agents are not dealing with it, and no matter where they go, no matter what they do, if they cause violence, if they are disruptive, they will be dealt with the consequences that apply to those actions. But again, I think it's really sad. This is what these people need to do to have friends. They need to have a convention, you know, to be an anti-American, anti-conservative, anti-mega. They need to form a violent organization in order to have friends. And that's pretty pathetic.
Absolutely. So, Tommy, thank you. Please come back again 5 to 8 every Saturday evening and Sunday on Fox News Channel. Great success. And where do we find you on OutKick?
OutKick at Tommy Lahren is fearless, of course, on Instagram at Tommy Lahren and on X at Tommy Lahren as well. Plenty to talk about, so I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Tommy Lahren here on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah, Fox News Channel really markets well what they're doing even on weekends. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you in. Coming up, we have more on now we have some polling out on Josh Shapiro and Stacey Garrity. And Garrity's doing really well, except for one thing that I'll tell you about that she can remedy. And I think they're savvy to this. But don't forget, it's going to be a big day a week from tomorrow down there with Jack Cittarelli. The momentum is all his, definitely. And still, we see Mikey Sherrill, A, refusing to release the information why she couldn't walk at graduation. B, her two kids beat all the odds and are both going to the Naval Academy. No explanation around that. All right, we're taking more of your calls, though. Great side question today. All-time dumb, worst idea. You heard a little bit of the guy reading Das Kapital. How in the world? And again, the answer is, if not communism, you know, socialism is even more fun. People act as if they discovered something. Yes, I knew it. Everybody's equal. Everybody gets something. Everything's affordable. Everything is free. Why wasn't I told about this before? Well, you were. You didn't pay attention of the disaster that we've seen. Where has any of that worked? Now, Trump is a little bit different, though. Trump is a populist, so, you know, you're not going to get the capitalism by Adam Smith from Donald Trump. He, you know, plays around the edges on certain things because he sees them as, what, fair, what his MAGA people want, what the solution is that can be provided. So he's not a strict, free market guy. And some of that is the secret sauce, what drives his coalition. All right, phone lines, though. 855-839-1210. All right, time to your Dano show. Welcome in. It's hard to believe, but President Trump has a better favorable rating. Well, maybe not, given the hair and given the teeth and everything else. Is it a sign of anything in Jersey that new poll out, NJ.com, has that Trump has a much better approval rating overall than Phil Murphy? Now, I know Phil Murphy's bad, okay? I get that. But he still is the Democrat. You know, people are hanging on this, and I'm not going to go crazy, but it is indicative of the playing field in this governor's race with Cetarelli and Mikey Sherrill. And again, this big rally, the station all in, I'm doing the pregame. Rich will be there at the Seaport. I hope you come out a week from tomorrow. We win this one, and that becomes a large part of the narrative going into the midterms. And narrative is everything as you build up preliminarily as far as where the country's going. They're going to have to answer for that, how you can turn Jersey red. I know it's happened before. We know about Christie and everything else. But now is now, and Trump has made a real impact. The only problem that I see here is Trump voters, and you may know some. I mean, what do we have to do with these folks? Or Scott is brilliant. Scott Presler, when he's on, that you have to vote in every election that you have the chance to vote for him from the school board up, like in Bucks County this time around. You know how I feel about those races with Fred Herron and Jen Shuren. Those are major. The controller there. You have a chance to vote. Unless Trump's on the ballot, I don't feel like voting's not good enough. And voting, mail-in balloting, or early voting, or mail-in ballot, and you show up and hand it in, anything before is exactly what we want to be doing. How many times, how do we reach these people? Trump is the only one that's broken through that's sure. Now, I don't know what he's going to do. Is he going to campaign with Jack, or is that a good idea in Jersey? I'll leave it up to that. All that I know is this is another sign. People are tired. And in Jersey, the only way we're going to get relief is not just the governor, although Jack Cetarelli, the first day, no sanctuary state, things of that nature. It's the Assembly and the Senate, those offices that are up. It's a long time to bring Jersey to any sense of reality. But this polling out today, Trump versus Phil Murphy, is another indicator that this is more than purple at this point. It's slightly red in this governor's race. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom.
Afternoon.
Dom, you got me laughing out of sorts right now. Mikey Sherrill keeps talking about Trump, Trump, Trump.
Yes.
I wonder if she looked at those statistics and said, oh, my God, what am I doing at
well,
this point?
Well, you know what they could be looking at, Joe? Here's the reality of it we have to be wary of, and that's what I just enunciated. The people that hate Trump and all that, they get fired up, maybe more voter enthusiasm. And the Trump voters don't respond. If he's not on the ballot, that we have to prod these people to vote. And, Joe, we know we don't want 2 years of stalemate here. And that's what's going to happen unless those Trump voters get it and come out and vote.
Well, Dom, I was at an event last night. And if it's any indication of the motivation we do have, things look good. They look really good. I was out with one of our listeners and her husband last night, Rosalie,
right,
at a Jack event in Haddon Township. And the contrast in the division was palpable. The people who were in the event, it was a love fest. People were talking to strangers. They were, you know, they were applauding. They were very, very optimistic. When you went outside on that sidewalk, you saw more hair color than was ever in the Crayola box. you know, yeah. Everything was their own little campaign, the rainbow posters and all
yeah.
that, and the shouting that went on, and the vitriol and the hatred. it can't last. I just got to believe it cannot last.
Well, all I can tell you is Mike Donohue's reports, Joe, from the big rally a week from tomorrow. It's well over 1,000 people already registered there for the Seaport in Wildwood. So we're expecting an enormous crowd. And, of course, we have your bar stool right there. You know, I don't know if you're worthy yet that Johnny puts a beer keg outside with your name on it, but we're working on it.
Hey, he gave me a clam Rockefeller. And I will be there. I always put those days aside.
Oh,
you know,
we love that, Joe. Thank you. Bring your son, too. What a kid. I'm telling you, it was unbelievable meeting him. Yeah.
And he just got accepted to a graduate program in Villanova. Price, everything paid for.
Wow. That's the best parenting ever.
Serious. Absolutely.
You know, Luke got a fully paid college scholarship, and I said to Ro, great parenting on our part. Yeah.
Well, for some reason, he wants to stay in school. I'd like to see him go out and hone his hone his skills. But he says, Dad, I'm working directly under this professor in hydraulic research. I think it's worth 2 years, and they're paying the whole thing. So
that's great.
Hey, it's his shot.
What's your
and by
size?
The way, I love your walk. I love those soft Philly sounds of Dom Giordano and that new walk-up music you got. I love it. It's got to stick, Dom.
All right, Henry, put that in the rotation. Oh my God,
that's awesome.
You know, Dan has a lot of good qualities. One of them, though, that's tough is micromanaging every little foible or difference that I have. So I wear jeans jogging. So I drive with 2 feet. So I throw a football 40 yards. Come on.
There goes the bus.
Yeah, there you go.
That's your 21 point.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Joe, what's your side?
My side, Dom, and I tried to combat it as much as I could. I had nights out. I had deck parties. I just thought every facet of it was ridiculous, from the 6-foot footprints at Home Depot to the shots that were required to our kids staying out of school, and it was the COVID mandate.
Yep, absolutely right. Look, anybody can make a mistake early on. I would argue it's doubling down and tripling, continuing the COVID mandates when it was obvious that these things were not scientific. Some of them were not working. It's one thing to say, you know, early on, I remember what those days were like. We're all afraid of that. You had to be crazy not to. Let's say a month or 2 months in even, and then after that point, we see what the reality was, and yet we still continue to see these policies that they still would put into play today. That's the difference. Okay, great friend, Jody Della Barbara, the one woman who I know kept Frank Rizzo in line as his chief of staff and keep him going there. Is with us because coming up, the parade this year brings back Columbus, all right? So the Columbus Day Parade is not Indigenous Peoples. It's Columbus again, thanks to George Paquetto. And there's a big event, the 1492 Society, I believe it is, that Ro and I will be at. They're honoring me the Thursday before all this. So we'll get into that with her. So if you're interested, this is going to be, or even watching it on TV, it's going to be big this year, really celebratory to bring all this back. And it's more than Italians. It's about Columbus. It's about the attacks. It's about the left on all this. We have Dom's Money Melody. I got a couple of updates and a couple of other things, too, that have been brewing here. Phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.